I'm starting this episode with the fullest intention to keep this concise and brief because I have a feeling that I might just bawl on this episode, and I don't really want to subject you to that on the mic. But I can say that this particular topic is pulling at my heartstrings, and so we're going to roll with whatever we come across, okay? I want you to imagine this. There's something that you own, and it breaks. In some sort of way, it starts to malfunction, and you seek to repair it. You find ways to patch it up, get new parts, make sure it's functioning again. But lo and behold, it finds a way to malfunction again and again and again. And then you get to a point where you're just done with it because no one's got time for consistent malfunctioning, right? And so you trash it, you bin it, you get rid of it. God doesn't treat us like that, you know? We as humans, we consistently malfunction. It is within our nature to consistently malfunction. We are inherently designed to malfunction, meaning in terms of straying off the path, in terms of making silly decisions, in terms of making mistakes, in terms of falling from grace, in terms of sinning, in terms of doing things that might be hurtful to someone else, in terms of taking wrong turns, we are imperfect. And we are built with that imperfection. We know that the angels in Surah Al-Baqarah, they were like, why? Why are you going to create these ones when we worship you? And yet Allah God said, I know what you do not know. And from that knowledge, yes, he knows. Ooh, tears are coming, boy. Yes, he knows us, but he also knows himself and who he is, who is Al-Wasi'ah. The vast, the all-encompassing, the expansive, the one who has no end. Which means that when you are doing silly things, when you are rolling in your backwardness, when you are falling from grace, when you are doing things that you aren't proud of, when you are doing things that he's told you you shouldn't be doing, when you are in the space of disappointment and you're feeling broken and you're feeling disappointed with other people and you're hurt and your heart breaking and heart aching and all of the messiness that you encompass as a human, Allah's vastness means that there's still room for you. There's still room for you. There's still room for your messiness. There's still room for your heart. There's still room for all that you are and all that you bring. Allah doesn't relegate you to the trash, because that wouldn't be true to who he is. Al-Wasi'ah. No matter how many times you mess up, no matter what you do, no matter the things that you've said, there is room for you to return. There is room for you to be. There is room for you to be accepted. There is room for you and all of you, because let me tell you, being a human is messy. Being a human is messy. Living in this dunya, this world right here, there's so much mess. But Allah's vastness means that he is expansive to welcome all parts of us and still grace us with his mercy, and still grace us with his forgiveness, and still grace us with his kindness, and still grace us with his guidance, and still grace us with the answering of our prayers, and still grace us because there's room. And how many messy humans exist in this world? And there's room for all of us. There's room for all of us and all of our messiness. There's room. So my message to you, because I really do want to wrap this up, my message to you is to come to your Lord broken again and again and again. Come to him messy again and again and again. Come to him disappointed again and again and again. Come to him having fallen off again and again and again. Do not be fooled into believing that there is no room for you. Sis, did you hear what I said? Southeast London Link is going to come out on the podcast. It's like I have multiple personalities that you guys get to experience. This is Southeast London. Liyinka saying, did you hear me? Did you hear what I said though? I said that there is room for you. And God will always have room for you as long as you make room for yourself within his vastness. Oh, sis. As long as you make room for yourself within his vastness, as long as you keep returning, as long as you keep raising your hands, as long as you keep believing, as long as you have faith, as long as you hold firm to his rope, as long as you have that, you will feel the encompassing of all that he has to offer you. And all that he has to offer you is endless, because he is without end. He is all-encompassing. So allow yourself to breathe. Breathe in this knowledge, breathe in this truth, and breathe in what your Lord has told you about who he is and what he is telling you when he tells you he is Elwesir, believing who you are to him, in that you are one who can keep returning to him in the vastness of all that he has to give to you. Okay. Heard that? Okay. And I pray that this message reaches who it needs to reach, and it has the impact to help you to level up in your relationship with him, to level up in your connection with him, to level up in how you view him, to level up in how you view yourself in relation to him, to level up in this beautiful area of spirituality. And with that, inshallah, God willing, see you at the next episode.